It's partly cloudy, 66 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for partly sunny skies with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon at a high of 84. In the news, 3 months into his 10-year prison sentence on a theft charge, former Denison Fire Chief Todd McKinnon was released last week and is currently free on probation. The Omaha World-Herald reports the 43-year-old McKinnon's sentence and fine was suspended, and he was instead placed on 3 years probation. McKinnon's is still required to pay the city of Denison restitution amounting to just over $10,265. He also owes the Crawford County EMS Association slightly more than $8,265. McKinnon was charged with theft in December of 2011 following an investigation that uncovered nearly $96,000 in questionable fire department spending from 2005 to 2010. He pleaded guilty and was sentenced in March of 2013 and lost an appeal of his sentence in January. McKinnon served as Denison's first paid fire chief from January 18, 1999 to January 3, 2010. Police in Council Bluffs late Thursday evening released additional details concerning a standoff that occurred earlier in the day. Sergeant Chad Myers said that at 11:10 a.m., members of the Southern Iowa Fugitive Task Force were attempting to serve a felony arrest warrant on 39-year-old Daniel E. Hannon at 2126 6th Avenue. As members of the task force made initial contact with Hannon at the residence, a single shot was fired by one of the task force members. Hannon then retreated back into the house at that address. Due to the shot being fired and Hannon's arrest history, the Council Bluffs Police Department's Emergency Services Team was activated, along with a team of crisis and hostage negotiators. As the negotiators were speaking with Hannon inside the home, he indicated that a female was inside with him and that she would be coming out. The female then exited the home uninjured. At 12:15 p.m. Thursday, Hannon exited out the front door and was taken into custody without further incident. He was taken to a local hospital, though, for treatment of a wound to his upper right arm. The member of the Southern Iowa Fugitive Task Force had fired the shot as a member of the U.S. Marshals Service assigned to the Southern District of Iowa. The Council Bluffs Police Department will be conducting an investigation into that shooting. The superintendent of the Glenwood Community School District says a Glenwood High School teacher resigned last week after being the subject of an internal investigation. Superintendent Devin Embray told the Daily Nonpareil Russell Crouch, a social studies teacher, was placed on paid administrative leave on May the 19th. Embray would not say what caused the investigation, but that the, quote, situation was brought to the district's attention on May the 16th. Crouch resigned on May the 21st. He had been a teacher in the district since 2006. Embry said the Glenwood Community School District suspended its investigation and turned it over to the Glenwood Police Department. Police Chief Eric Johansson said Thursday he could not comment on the ongoing investigation. Authorities in Audubon reported yesterday two people were taken into custody, one of them after a brief pursuit on Wednesday. According to the Audubon Police Department, the arrests were the result of a joint investigation involving the Audubon PD and the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. Both agencies have been looking for 29-year-old Elaxel Vasquez of Fort Dodge with regard to felony warrants and a parole violation. When authorities observed Vasquez inside of a local business in Audubon, he fled on foot. After a short foot chase, Vasquez was apprehended and taken into custody on the warrants. Also arrested in connection with the incident was 29-year-old Brittany Marie Vasquez of Audubon. She was charged with interference with official acts. Brittany was subsequently released on her own recognizance. Elaxel Vasquez, who is wanted on Webster County warrants for theft in the second and third degree, as well as for violating his parole, was being held in the Audubon County Jail, awaiting extradition. Police in Atlantic said yesterday there were no injuries reported following two separate accidents here on Wednesday. The first accident happened at around 8:25 a.m. near 4th and Birch Streets, when a vehicle driven by Bryce Baker of Atlantic went out of control as it headed north on Birch. The car went up and over a curb, hit a parked boat and trailer owned by Michelle Turner of Atlantic, and the impact caused the boat and trailer to hit a parked car registered to Andrew Minister of Ralston, Nebraska. Damage from the incident amounted to $3,400. Baker was cited for having no proof of insurance, no driver's license, and reckless driving. The second accident happened just before 11 a.m. Wednesday in the Hy-Vee parking lot. Officials say a vehicle driven by Marjorie Pelzer of Cumberland was traveling south on the parking lot when a westbound vehicle driven by Gay Bannister of Atlantic made a left-hand turn at an uncontrolled intersection and hit Pelzer's vehicle on the left side. Total damage was estimated at $2,500. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Douglas Jensen, age 60, of Kimbleton, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Doug Jensen will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Lois Verley Hansen, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lois Hansen will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lucille Carstens, age 100, of Manila, died May the 22nd at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Lucille Carstens will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of arrangements. Marietta Antonia Peterson, age 78, of Marnie, died May the 21st at her home. Memorial services for Marietta Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gary A. Jessen, Sr., age 70, of Omaha, died Wednesday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Gary Jessen, Sr. will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Evelyn G.G. Akers Malone, age 95, of Greeley, Colorado, died April 29th. A celebration of life memorial services for Evelyn G.G. Akers Malone will be held at noon on Saturday at the Exira Lions Club Community Center in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Helen Louise Ludwig, age 93, of Earlham, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Helen Ludwig will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Earlham Friends Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Dennis Othout, age 68, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Dallas County. Funeral services for Dennis Othout will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Brown, age 94, of Griswold, died last Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Helen Brown will be on June the 20th at 10:30 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. And Norman Benkin, age 81, a lifelong Cass County resident, died Saturday at the Veterans Hospital in Omaha. Norman Benkin will be cremated with private burial to be held at a later date. The Chapel of Memories in Omaha is in charge of arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.